A new streaming service is bringing music made in Michigan to your phone or other listening device. This week we go inside the arts with a look at the Sonic Coast music app. When you open Sonic Coast, you're likely to hear an announcer say something like this.
Oh, I have a great hour of music planned for you. I have got some Stevie Ray Vaughan on the way, Joe Jackson. I've got new Michigan music with the latest from Colin with his track, Enough. Thank you so much for streaming the Sonic Coast. Here's J. Michael and the Heavy Burden. This is their latest, Blind Luck Eddie.
The Ann Arbor group J. Michael and the Heavy Burden is just one of the dozens of Michigan acts playing alongside more well-known artists on Sonic Coast. Founder Brian Maloney started the service after retiring from a lengthy career in commercial radio. He says a favorite part of his work has been exposing listeners to local bands.
So I decided when I retire, I'm going to give back. I'm going to take my 40 years of experience. I am going to build a meaningful platform where local artists can get exposure on. And so far, the response has been absolutely tremendous.
The platform mainly focuses on Americana roots rock, so you won't hear a lot of heavy metal or rap on Sonic Coast. Maloney says he started the service by scouring the internet for musicians from Michigan, but it didn't take long before the word got out and acts started reaching out to him for airtime.
I had been on the air like 2 weeks, and I was getting 5-6 bands a day reaching out to me, and now I just constantly, I got 3 this morning, Michigan bands, and hey, you got new music coming, and so that's been great. Michigan artists are the best, man. They just get it done. Great work, I think.
The emphasis is on Michigan artists, but the announcers fill out their shows with more well-known music. According to Maloney, the Michigan musicians seem to enjoy sharing time with the superstars.
I've really gotten great feedback from the bands themselves. They like being played next to Jason Isbell or Bob Dylan. And guess what? Their music is good enough to be played next to those artists, Springsteen and all of that. So that's why I do it.
While the audience may be somewhat small at this point, Maloney thinks these acts have a better chance of finding listeners on Sonic Coast than they might on the more well-known streaming services.
They have a far better chance of being heard or discovered on a platform like the Sonic Coast than Spotify, who has 100 million songs and is completely programmed by algorithms.
That concept shows up in their on-air promos.
Corporate America gave up on local bands. We didn't. Michigan music comes first on the Sonic Coast.
The free Sonic Coast app has been downloaded about 6,000 times in its first 18 months and has earned a couple hundred five-star reviews. You may hear about musicians from Michigan you wouldn't have otherwise known about, and not just their recordings, but also when and where they can be seen live. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.
Michigan and again and again and again.